Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Welcome to our audience watching us on TECNTV.com, TECNTV.com, the Exceptional Conservative Network, the number one urban television network on the net. Great to be with all of you that are watching, and you're going to be in for a special treat because our final guest today is Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower. We'll have him on today, and we're doing a special after-air broadcast, so you'll want to get over to TECNTV.com. TECNTV.com for that, and we'll be jumping on to that right around noon Eastern time, so get ready for that. Dr. John Apsley is with us today. We're going to talk about Fukushima. We're going to talk about the radioactivity that's headed this way, may already be here. We'll get John's thoughts with regards to that. Talk a little bit about the forced vaccine issue as well and the upcoming conference that I'll be at in Illinois in Trinity and we'll be there, or Tinsley, I'm sorry, Tinsley Heights in Illinois. Trinity Natural School of Health is hosting it. It is the Health Freedom Expo, and we'll give you more information about that. Craig Huey is with us. We'll be talking with Craig about the recall out in California. Gavin Newsom, he's got to go, and we were pleased to have Larry Elder on the program with us, and I hope you got a chance to hear that interview. Larry is the candidate that I would recommend that you vote for if you're living out in California. All right. Well, folks, very excited. We've talked on the program here several times about the loss of life, about the Biden administration policy that led to the loss of life. And I am very pleased to welcome to the program two gentlemen that are leading an effort to create a memorial to recognize that Angel Marines Memorial. And I want to welcome to the program Scott Shields and Robert Silks. Gentlemen, welcome. It's good to have you.
Nice to be here.
Thank you, Pastor Greg.
Well, Scott, let me begin with you. Tell me a little bit about the project, and then if you would be so kind as to give Robert a proper introduction, I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, that would be great. The loss of life since 2001, 9/11, obviously nothing starts in a vacuum. And we've been at the war on terror for 20 years. And the recent events in Afghanistan, and Lieutenant Colonel Scheller coming out and speaking and risking his financial security, probably some of his safety, touched me a lot. So I decided that I wanted to really attempt something I've never done before, which is to set up a memorial to to honor the fallen 13, followed by a much larger effort to educate the country on the importance of the decisions that our politicians and obviously the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who have become political appointees, that make to put our soldiers and sailors in harm's way. So I decided to call Robert Silk, who's with us today. It's my privilege to have him on board with us. He's got quite a bit of experience. You can look up his website at robertsilk.com. There's lots of accomplishments there that are obvious. One of them is concerned citizens of La Quinta. Every city should have a Robert Silk lead something. He's the chairman. I was on the advisory board for a year or two there with him. Extraordinary effort from the beginning. He's grown that effort to 17,000 people and accomplished a lot in a lot of different areas. So I asked him if he would be the chairman for this effort. We're just in the beginning of it. The organization and the effort is just in the beginning. But we're here to see what we can do to get the word out, get some support, not financially today, but to see if people want this memorial, if they could email us and let us know that they are in support of this, or email you, Pastor Greg, your listeners, and see if we can move this forward. Robert, I'll throw it to you.
Yeah, Robert, so what was it that, really piqued your interest with regards to this particular situation, Robert?
Well, as a veteran myself, and I've visited most of all the major memorials that are around Washington and around the country for the men that lost, and women and children that lost their lives during the major conflicts. But we don't have one for the in-between, for the soldiers that lost their lives in between the major wars. And when Scott called me regarding the 13, I said, you know, we should enlarge this not just for the 13, but for all the 13s throughout our history, because whichever path that you walk through Americans' history, 2.5 centuries of tradition surrounds you, and everywhere there are echoes of those who preceded us, the pioneers who built America, who shared of their time, their know-how, their hearts, along with the many visionaries who conquered the unconquerable. Their names grace our walls, their spirits fill our air, but we stand on the shoulders of these giants, and we carry that tradition forward to today. So what was true over 246 years ago in 1776 remains true today. The hard work of all of us, whether we are young in mind or young at heart, is only possible because of the continued support of everyone. So that's why I think that we should honor all of those. We do that on Veterans Day, but we need a memorial to remember what they have done outside of the major conflicts.
Well, we've been in this conflict, you know, the war on terror, you know, everybody points back to 9/11 and 2001. And certainly you could argue for that, but our battle against Islam goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. And exactly, I think that's one of the problems is that you know, I had a guy on that was an advisor to the Joint Chiefs, and when I pressed him about, you know, the Islamic threat, there was just stunning silence. Frank Gaffney and I've talked quite a bit about this as well. It just seems as though we've been infiltrated at the highest levels. Phil Haney, a dear friend of mine, was murdered, I believe, and I think that was directly related to the fact that he knew the names, and he was getting ready to expose them in his second book, And we better wake up, I think, to the danger of what's happened. And it's important for us to remember all of these young people who have fought low these last 20 years and the insult that was thrust upon them by the actions of this administration.
I'll jump in, Robert. I'm in full agreement on the effort towards exposing and educating the people around America on the threat of theocracies of Islam and the Chinese Communist Party. There's two theocracies that have infiltrated our political, economic, universities, business people, and we've been greats at the poker table. And we do need to wake up to that. Theocracies are the imperialists. They frame the argument that America is the imperialist, and our students, our young children, our own daughters, our own sons, our own friends still are happy to do business with the Chinese Communist Party as well as the Islamic fundamentalists, and that has to stop. And I believe that's why Trump was elected president. I think the people understand that, but the elites do not yet.
Well,
thank goodness Donald Trump and the Supreme Court. I happened to be his campaign chairman in 2016 and 2020 out here. And it's a shame that we're going to try and do our can. And by the way, our organization did endorse Larry Elder. 72%. We did poll them a couple of weeks ago.
Awesome.
But let's move on. Because my thoughts are with the many that are not reported.
Mm-hmm.
Just this past week, a helicopter crash with six naval people on it in San Diego, about 50 miles off the coast of California. I don't know if that was reported in the rest of the country. It made it in a couple of newspapers here. They're looking into why that happened. There were 12 on board, 5 died. Where are those people mentioned ever? So we're all heroes. They're all heroes who tirelessly work to protect the freedoms we enjoy daily. And we must remember that many thousands of our fellow Americans continue to serve in harm's way.
And it's something that should be, Robert, I agree with you. It's something that should be honored because it is an inherent part of, of defending the honor of America. And as Scott was sharing, it's sad. We've got an indoctrination now, entire generations that have been taught that somehow America was evil from its founding, and that's just such a wrong perspective, in my opinion, view of the America that we live in.
That's absolutely correct, because many of your listeners might be too young to understand the meaning of what fighting for our country means, to volunteer to perhaps give your life for democracy. From the fields way back in the Alamo to the fields of Europe and the Pacific to Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, and beyond, our flag stands for freedom above all else. And when you look into the eyes of those who have served, you know what I mean.
Amen.
And I was honored to serve. And as a Vietnam veteran, my name was added to the General Patton Wall 20 years ago, for meritorious service.
Mm-hmm.
The men and women on the front lines, 24 hours a day around the world, fighting for our freedom. So when this program is over and we go back home or people go back, those people will still be there on the front lines fighting, right, as we have done to protect us. And those men and women in uniform are the ones that have my respect, and I salute them.
Let's talk. We're going to come back, folks. We'll talk specifically here about also the Angel Memorial, the website that you can go to. And be reminded, ladies and gentlemen, when they're fighting for freedom in places like Hong Kong, in Cuba, in Taiwan, they're waving the American flag. Because that is the symbol of liberty and freedom around the world. Back with more after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930. 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online. Arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code Pastor Greg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guests today, Robert Silk and Scott Shields, and we're talking about Angel Marines Memorial, the 11 Marines, an Army Staff Sergeant, and a Navy Hospital Corpsman that were killed in a explosion at the airport in Kabul. Gentlemen, talk to me about what are the steps that you're taking next with regards to the memorial? Where are we headed?
I'll jump in real quick, Robert. Right now, we are in the beginning stages of it. Obviously, Robert is the chairman, and he'll be mostly doing the implementation and organization along with an advisory board that is put together. The location, we believe, is good, well-suited in the La Quinta, California area, either the city or the surrounding area. That's down in the Palm Springs area, Coachella Valley. And Robert is located down there as well. So we are in the beginning stages here, but people can go to angelmarines.com or angelmarinesmemorial.com. And we're not asking for donations now, but if you can send us email that you're in support of what Robert and I and others are going to be doing, that would be great. We would appreciate that. Robert?
Yes, and once the email list is up, we'll be having monthly newsletters, if not bi-monthly newsletters, and meetings with guest speakers, and getting this started. You know, everything just starts with one step, and that's where we are now. And the first step, and you've helped us greatly with announcing this on the air, and I appreciate that, and we all do very, very much. I want to thank you personally.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Scott. It's my honor to do this. Folks, I'm asking you, please reach out. Make contact with me at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, or email me at pastorgreg@chosengenerationradio.com, pastorgreg@chosengenerationradio.com. I want to let Robert and Scott know how much we appreciate what they are doing to memorialize these individuals, but as Robert shared, also memorializing those who have risked their lives over many years. We have a memorial to World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War. Thankfully, we finally have that, the Korean War. But there's been so many more that have basically given that vow to defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And when you sign that, when you swear that oath, you're saying, I will lay down my life for this country. And I just want to add this and get your thoughts very quickly as we close up. God was the first nationalist. Think about that for a minute. God called Abram out and said, I will make you the father of many nations. And then he gave Abram a boundary, a border into which his nation was going to fit. So God was the first nationalist, and having pride in your country is a good thing. Gentlemen, final thoughts. 1 minute.
If the boys, the football game, if they don't salute the flag tonight down in Texas, Texas is a big state. I know how much they love their football. They need to set the tone tonight. Don't watch that game if they don't salute the flag. As Robert said, the flag is everything to America and represents all our ideals.
Amen. Amen. Boycott the Pastor, NFL.
Yeah. Pastor Greg, perhaps we can return to your program in a few months with an update as to where we are.
Would love to do that. Would love to do that. And we're going to be doing a special recording that's going to be aired live on the No Bull Radio Network this coming Saturday. So we'll encourage you to tune in at noon on the No Bull Radio Network for that broadcast. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this. Craig Huey joins us coming up.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.